You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, Hoopsheads. Welcome to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's Wednesday, December 27th. I'm your host, Aliko Carter. Apologies for being off the air yesterday. I needed an extra day after Christmas to acclimate to what was going on in my stomach and also what was going on in the basketball world, so I appreciate you being patient. I'm here today, though, and what we're going to do is talk about that loss to the Nuggets in the first segment. We're going to go to the Christmas Day game in the second segment, including the fouls that may or may not have occurred in the final 2 minutes from Kevin Durant against LeBron James, and then we're going to preview the Jazz, who the Warriors are playing tonight at Oracle. But first, I have some notes, some things I want to say. I was under the impression that Nike would have special Christmas Day uniforms, and they did not. Christmas, I guess, isn't as special to Nike as it is to Adidas, but, that tradition isn't one that we really needed to continue anyway. It's just another single event. Like the All-Star game, like people are going to buy those jerseys and then they're not even going to ever be used again. So I'm cool with them not having Christmas Day uniforms. Also, we've had a number of locked jump shots since the last time I spoke about the drinking game. Make sure that if you're into that sort of thing, you're paying attention and take a shot every time the Warriors block a jump shot, because that's something that's really difficult to do and they're doing it one or two times a game still. So keep your eyes out for that. Thanks for making do with my pre-coffee voice. I haven't had a chance to go get that delicious black gold yet, but I am here for you. It's my goal to make this podcast as informative as possible, to educate myself and in doing so educate my listeners on the history of the Warriors and what's going on currently and how their actions affect the community as well as what's going on the floor. So I appreciate you all for listening. Make sure that you go to Facebook and subscribe or like Locked On Warriors and Locked On NBA Net. Go to LockedOnWarriors.com and bookmark the page and listen and keep listening every day, because I'll have good material for you every single day. I produce this podcast from my home, so every listener helps. I appreciate you all for taking the time to join me for 22 minutes and talk dubs. I do want to mention the Laker game on Friday very quickly. The Warriors let the Lakers back in, but Draymond had a great game, 11 rebounds. Kevin Durant led the way once again, and multiple players had 7 assists. But they let the Lakers back in the third and fourth quarters and had to move quickly to put the game away. Jordan Bell was once again a revelation. But I've, like I said before, been talking about the Lakers a lot, so I'm not going to stick on this game very, very long. Moving on to Denver, one thing I really like is the Warriors are bringing in Kalena Azubuike ostensibly to train him to replace Jim Barnett. it seems like that's what's happening. So you've got JB and Fitz along with Kalena Azubuike in the booth, and Kalena is really, really sharp. I like him in the booth even more than I like him behind the studio desk when he's with Greg Papa and Gary St. Jean and Monty Poole. He just does a really great job of breaking down plays, and you can tell he played basketball. And obviously, he was one of my favorite players when he was with the Warriors before injuries took him out. The Warriors did not play well in this game. They looked tired from the very beginning. Their offensive rating was an 86.6, which I'm pretty sure is the lowest of the season, as well as the score, 81 points, is also the lowest of the season. As I noted in my preview pod, Will Barton and Gary and Wilson Chandler are, you know, known Warrior killers. Will Barton was a plus 19 in 29 minutes. And Wilson Chandler was a plus 13. They played good defense. Gary Harris was carrying them offensively for a little while. He scored 19 points. And Nikola Jokic just couldn't be stopped. He was making from the outside. He was pounding on the inside. He had 9 rebounds, and he was a plus 17. But like I said, the Warriors looked tired. They went 3 of 27 from 3, which is not going to happen very often. They had 17 turnovers, which is going to happen fairly often. But 17 turnovers in such a slow-paced game really, really hurt them. Jordan Bell played very well once again, but had 4 turnovers, and he was a minus 7. There were only a couple of players who played a few minutes who were in the plus column. Nick Young played 19 minutes and was a minus 18, so he didn't really contribute to the Warriors' effort in this one at all. But this was from the top all the way down, just tired-looking Warriors. Obviously, it was a Sega Baba, second game of the back-to-back. The Warriors usually win those games, especially when the back-to-backs are at home, but the schedule just caught up to them, I think. There was just not enough legs to push them past the Nuggets, and the Nuggets came to play. The Warriors were getting beaten on every which way, on backdoor cuts, on moves around the basket, and definitely on second chance points. They did not rebound the ball particularly well. But they just looked a step slow, and the Nuggets took advantage of that, play after play after play. Perhaps the Warriors were looking ahead to the Christmas Day game. Perhaps they were looking forward to December 24th, where they could spend Christmas with their families. But their head and their bodies weren't really in this game at all. And, you know, it's an 82-game season, and you're down. They're in the middle of a stretch of 6 games in 9 days. And there's going to be a few stinkers, and they put up a stinker. But luckily, the Houston Rockets are on a tailspin right now. They've lost 3 in a row, including the game on Christmas against the Thunder. So the Warriors are now in first place in the Western Conference, despite this loss. It is Draft Wednesday, and you know what that means. The Warriors are playing tonight, and you definitely want to get in on it. Did you know that your chances of winning on Draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites? That's why Draft is my favorite fantasy site. No more getting crushed by the pros. And it's not just me. More than a million people have already downloaded Draft 2. Play in a real live NBA draft right now. Be done in under 5 minutes and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling every second, so you can join one whenever you want. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use my promo code LOWARRIORS. That's right, play in a real money draft for free just by using my promo code LOWARRIORS. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering Locked On Warriors podcast listeners a money-back guarantee of up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with promo code LOWARRIORS. Now let's move on to the Christmas Day game against the Cavaliers. The Warriors were able to turn it around after that loss to the Nuggets and really play the Cavaliers well. It almost seemed like their game plan was to key in on LeBron James and let everyone else beat them, specifically Kevin Love. And James didn't have a great game. 20 points with 6 and 6, but 7 turnovers. And a few of those turnovers, he might have been fouled, especially late in the game. The front office did say that he was fouled on 3 separate occasions in the last 2 minutes that weren't called. And that last basket, where he went up and Kevin Durant contested the shot, he definitely was fouled. So there is a legitimate gripe that the Cavaliers have. But, you know, the game's a game and it's over now. And the Warriors won, and there's no guarantee they would have not won if those calls had been made. But Kevin Love with an incredible game, 18 rebounds, 7 offensive to go along with 31 points. He was only 9 of 25 from the field, but he was 6 of 11 from 3. And it just kind of looked like we were just like, okay, let Kevin Love shoot, even though he's a very good 3-point shooter. He kept them in the game for stretches and made sure that he capitalized on the Warriors' lack of attention to him. And especially on the offensive end, 7 offensive rebounds. The Warriors could have done a better job of limiting the offensive rebounds. The Cavs had 19 offensive rebounds total to the Warriors' 10. It seems to be a recurring theme. They didn't do well rebounding the ball against the Nuggets as well. And it affected the game. It gave the Cavaliers easy baskets and allowed them to stay hopeful. Draymond Green was really felt yesterday. His defensive rating of 91 bested the Warriors' defensive rating of 100.8 by 9 points, almost 10 points. He had 11 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 2 steals, and a block. He really filled up the stat sheet. Though 4 turnovers for Kevin Durant as well. But a fairly low turnover game for the Warriors. A lot of players had 0. Klay Thompson had 0. Only 15 turnovers total. And that really allowed the Warriors not to shoot themselves in the foot early. Another great game from Jordan Bell in 26 and a half minutes. He was 4 of 7 from the field. He needs to rebound the ball a little bit better. Kevin Durant needs to rebound the ball a little bit better. He only had 7 rebounds, 6 for Jordan Bell, 7 rebounds for Klay Thompson, so good for him, and 6 for Andre Iguodala. But that rebounding battle needs to be a little bit harder fought. Back to Bell, though, 3 assists, a steal, a block, and only 1 turnover. He had a good game, and there's a lineup that I've been seeing that I've really liked. I like to call it the death toll, where they replace Curry in the lineup with Jordan Bell. So it's Durant, Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, Draymond Green, and Jordan Bell. And the death toll lineup is really, really effective defensively, and it still has plenty of scoring. And Jordan Bell knows where to be to get easy baskets from Draymond and Kevin Durant. And so the offense is also very high-powered because players have to watch Bell back on the back cuts, and in addition to following Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant around the perimeter, it's very difficult to do, and I want to see more of the death toll before Curry gets back because it is potent. The death toll lineup is new. We've only seen it in 4 games so far. I'm going to go into a bit of a statistical deep dive because it is Wednesday, but I did want to talk about this game. So we're going to talk about this lineup. 4 games featured in 3 wins and a loss, and it's only been seen for 10 minutes, but it's a very, very, very potent 10 minutes, and it's, 18 minutes. And it's been a very potent 18 minutes. In that the offensive rating is a 114.6 and the defensive rating is a 55.0. So that net rating is a 59.7 in 18 minutes, which is absolutely ridiculous. And the assist to turnover ratio is 1.29, which could be better, but is doable in a lineup without a point guard. The pace is middle of the road, a 98. Which showcases their ability to get out and run, but also their ability to defend at a high level for 24 seconds and also play set pieces that run the clock out. It's a late game lineup. It's meant to close out, like the death lineup before it, is meant to close out games. We saw a good amount of it yesterday, and it did its job. It closed out the game. Following LeBron's basket and 92 all, the Cavaliers didn't score again. Final score 99-92. Not the most potent scoring lineup the Warriors have to offer. Of course, every lineup the Warriors have to offer is going to be improved on the offensive end with Stephen Curry. But Jordan Bell in the place of Curry ramps up the defense a lot. Ramps up the rebounding. The effective field goal percentage of this lineup is 51.4%. The Warriors have done better than that with many lineups with Stephen Curry, but without him, 51.4 is pretty damn good. They're also forcing turnovers on 26.2% of their opponent's offensive possessions, which is ridiculous. The Warriors have so many lineups with injuries and with the fact that they play 13 to 15 deep that there's not a ton of data on this lineup, but we will definitely see it more often. If Steph continues to be out, the death toll will be a big part of what the Warriors are trying to do going forward. But all in all, a very good Christmas Day game, a game that the Warriors definitely needed to win when they're kind of going back and forth with the Rockets, and a game that gave them confidence without Stephen Curry against LeBron and his juggernaut of the East. All right, let's talk about the Jazz, a team that's playing fairly well with or without Rudy Gobert. No Rudy Gobert tonight. He sustained a sprained PCL in his left knee and a bone bruise on his tibia. He's expected to be out a month, so they won't be seeing him until the middle of January. The Jazz are 15-20, so they have been hurting without Gobert a little bit. They're wanting to try to get back into the West playoff conversation. It's hard to do that without your defensive anchor and a guy who makes getting points on the offensive end a lot easier. He's got go-go gadget arms, but they are still a good team coached by a good coach, Quinn Snyder, and they have some good scorers. Great scorer in rookie Donovan Mitchell, who's averaging 17.9 points per game, leading the team. Rodney Hood is averaging 17.4 points per game. He's playing very well. So if the Warriors can make those two guys non-entities, I think that this is going to be a fairly routine game for them. Derek Favors leads the team in offensive rebounds by a long shot. Without Rudy Gobert out there, he gets 2.4 a game. And the Warriors have been not rebounding the ball on the defensive end very well. So they're going to have to watch out for Derek Favors, put bodies on him, box him out, and make sure that without Gobert, they don't get beat on the rebounding. On the Warriors side, Andre is dealing with some lower back stiffness, but he's probable. And obviously, Stephen Curry is out. We don't have an update on Zha Zha just yet. Here's the latest on Steph from Warriors PR. Golden State Warriors guard Stephen Curry, who suffered a sprained ankle on December 4th at New Orleans and has missed the last 9 games, was reevaluated by the team's medical staff earlier today, yesterday, Tuesday. The evaluation indicated that Stephen continues to make good progress overall. After participating in one modified on-court scrimmage session late last week, the goal moving forward will be to build his tolerance by increasing his on-court practice demands and intensity. He will be reevaluated again on Friday. So it's looking like Steph is going to be back sooner rather than later, and his week-by-week prognosis is change to a day-by-day prognosis. And that's good news because the Warriors have a tough 3-game roadie coming up. They have the home game against the Utah Jazz tonight and then a home back-to-back Friday and Saturday against the Hornets and Grizzlies respectively. And then they're on the road. They hit the Mavericks and on January 4th they hit the Rockets, which is going to be the game of the year up to this point. The first time the Warriors will have met the Rockets since opening night, and we'll see how they match up, and hopefully Steph will be back for that game. Hopefully he'll be able to come back for the Dallas Mavericks game. Hey, we might even see him on Friday or Saturday. But tonight, it's the Jazz. You can expect the same starting lineup, Patrick McCaw, along with Klay, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and probably Jordan Bell. Like I said, there hasn't been an update on Zha Zha yet, but I'm sure they're relishing keeping him healthy on the bench while making sure that Jordan Bell gets as much run as possible, because he's learning a lot and he's playing extremely well. That's my podcast for the day. Make sure that you go to Facebook and subscribe to the podcast. Go to LockedOnWarriors.com and bookmark. Tomorrow we'll be going back in time. It's Throwback Thursday. That'll be the second segment. The first segment, I'll be recapping the game against the Jazz, and I'll keep the third segment a surprise for now. Stay thoughtful, Hoopsheads.